Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
When the trial begins, jurors will hear the call, see the checks, read the words in those filings. They'll watch Donna at the defense table and try to map what they see onto what they've heard. And they'll be left with that central choice, grandmother or architect. Because if they decide she was the latter, every other role she's played, mother, matriarch, business owner, it gets eclipsed by one truth. She was the gravity. And gravity doesn't just hold things in place. It pulls. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this case. Let me know in the comments on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us there. And let us know your thoughts and be sure to press subscribe wherever you are downloading podcasts. You can strip away someone's freedom. You can confiscate their passport, seize their bank accounts, and lock them in a cell with nothing but four walls and a scratchy blanket. You can make them dependent on a schedule they don't choose, a menu they didn't order, or a set of rules they didn't write. But if a person has spent decades living through their ability to control a narrative, to shape how others see them, there's one thing they can carry into any cage: their voice. And with Donna Adelson, that voice is still very active, still working, still reaching. Most defendants in her position accused of first-degree murder, conspiracy, solicitation, they start conversing their words once they're behind bars. They shrink the scope of their conversations. They avoid anything that could get them in deeper trouble. You conserve your words. They talk about the weather, the food, their health. Short sentences, safe topics. Donna, well, Donna's not been in prison before. And Donna, well, she allegedly likes to perform. And she's still performing. Even in recorded jail calls, where she knows every syllable is monitored, she speaks like someone building a case, not a legal case in a courtroom, but a personal case for her own innocence, her own story, her own version of the truth. It's in her pacing, deliberate, not rushed, never letting her voice crack in a way that would give her listener or the unseen audience the satisfaction of hearing desperation. She'll acknowledge the trial, the accusations, the headlines, but she packages them in language that makes her seem reasonable, misunderstood, unfairly targeted. You know, like narcissists do. It's not accidental. That's years of practicing image management in real time. One of the strongest tells is her use of inclusive language with family. We and us instead of me and I. She doesn't say they're coming after me. She says they're coming after us. She's inclusive. It's a small shift in words with a big payoff. It collapses the emotional distance between her legal crisis and the person she's speaking to. It reforms her trouble as their trouble collectively, turning a relative into a co-defendant in spirit, even if not in law. And once you're part of the us, breaking from her narrative doesn't feel like just disagreeing. It feels like betrayal. In some calls, she'll pivot abruptly from high-stakes legal talk to something mundane, commissary food, a piece of prison gossip, a comment about the weather outside. On the surface, it's conversational filler. Underneath, it's minimization. By placing a conversation about the possibility of life in prison right next to a remark about snack prices, she's signaling to the listeners, this isn't as dire as it sounds. We're still in control here. It's an emotional regulator for them and for herself. When she edges towards dangerous territory, she doesn't blurt or stumble. She slides into vagueness. You know how that went? We talked about that before. Enough for the listener to fill in the blanks. Nothing concrete for prosecutors to play back in court as a smoking gun. That's a careful admission. A skill you see in people who've spent a lifetime navigating conversations where the stakes are high. She can keep the subtext intact while stripping the road or the record of anything explicitly damaging. Over multiple calls, another pattern emerges, the way her tone morphs to fit her audience. With family, her voice is warmer, more intimate, infused with shared grievance. We've been through so much. They're not being fair to us. She's the wronged insider building solidarity. But in conversations that could reach lawyers, media, or other outsiders, she becomes calm, composed, almost formal. This is audience-specific tailoring, and it's deliberate. It ensures that each person hears the Donna Adelson she wants them to see. She also uses these calls to reframe past events. Now, keep in mind, like I said earlier, Donna Adelson is innocent until proven guilty. All of these are allegations. So assume allegations are allegedly is in front of everything. She also uses these calls to reframe past events. Decisions that in court filings, well, they look calculated and incriminating. But they're retold as logical, harmless, or even selfless. She edits the memory in real time, knowing that this version will be what sticks if the call is ever replayed. It isn't nostalgia. It's planting alternative narratives in a way that feels casual, but is in fact meticulous. And then there's her laughter. Not the belly laugh of amusement, but a quick light chuckle. Follows a reference of something deadly serious, charges, timelines, evidence. The laugh says, don't take this too seriously. It's not just self-soothing. It's not just self-soothing. I don't know why Alexa answered me there, but it did. It's not just self-soothing. It's signaling to the listener that they shouldn't take it too seriously either. It's emotional steering, diffusing the weight of reality so her allies stay steady. When blame creeps forward, she redirects it outward. Then the system, the media, the antagonist is always faceless, always external. This is more than self-protection. It's narrative positioning. If she's not the cause of the chaos, then the people around her can cast her as a victim, and victims deserve defending. Her denial is absolute. No hedging, no softening. Even when the evidence she's denying is already public. The kind of categorical denial has power. It tells allies there's no reason to doubt her. It tells potential sympathizers in the public sphere that she's unwavering, and it leaves no maybe on the tape that prosecutors could twist. Her voice itself is a tool. It drops to a near whisper when she's inviting sympathy. It sharpens to a point when she's creating urgency. It softens when she's coaxing agreement. She's not just recounting events, she's orchestrating the listener's emotional response to them. That's the kind of communication control you develop over years at home, in business, in conflict, as a narcissistic mother. And then there are the lines that sound rehearsed, perfectly self-contained, neatly quotable. They sound for the person on the call, they're for anyone who might hear it later. Jurors, reporters, documentarians, they're planting markers in the official record, moments designed to survive and be repeated. It's performance layered on top of conversation. And all of this adds up to a form of control that's as much about survival as it is about vanity. The legal system controls every tangible part of her life right now. But every time she picks up that phone, she steps back into the role she's most comfortable in. The director, the narrator, the one framing the story for the people around her. And it's not just about protecting her in the here and now. If you're thinking long-term, those calls are part of her legacy. They're the version of her voice and story that will exist in public archives, court exhibits, maybe in documentaries years from now. That's why when every we, every omission, every carefully placed laugh matters, they're all stitches in a quilt she wants the world to see instead of the one prosecutors will hold up at the trial. For someone prosecutors say spent decades as the matriarch, the fixer, the strategist, a woman who could align her family like chess pieces, letting go of that steering wheel might be impossible. We talked about the story here. It was about control shaping her family's decisions. This is how it played out under the harshest light possible. Those recorded calls, public scrutiny, the full weight of the legal system pressing down. Inside the walls, her family is still her first audience, but outside, the world is second. And Donna Adelson, even now, seems determined to manage both. Is she doing it well, though? Is she being effective at directing her image to others? She did it for years with her kids. Her kids went along with it. Yes, mother, whatever you say. And now she seems to think that jurors, the court, the public, the media will do the same. Tell me what you think in the comments section on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there, and be sure to press subscribe.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.